I'm going to move on to League One now, so I can give you the Sheffield United result, and we can go from there. Just bringing up my notes here. So, like I said, I just mentioned the Championship, and I'm going to move on to League One, and then give you the information there as well. So, in League One, I'll just give you the results of the matches. So, if we go back to last weekend, and Sheffield United were away to Fleetwood, and in this match, what happened was Ball opened the scoring on 13 minutes, and then what a late equaliser by Sheffield United. They left it until the 95th minute of the match, so 5 minutes into injury time, Ebanks and Landor equalised to give Sheffield United a very, very valuable point, because Fleetwood were playing really, really well in this match, and they controlled it right to the end, and it was a big body blow for Fleetwood, and I think Sheffield United were not very good in this match, but they did enough to equalise and get a valuable away point. So like I said, it finished Fleetwood 1, Sheffield United 1. So any Blade fans out there, if they want to talk about this game, if you were at the game or you saw highlights of this game, and then feel free to give me your views on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And if I just give you the table in League One after that result. So at the moment in League One, and they've played 11 games as well. So all the teams in League One have played 11 games. So in the first position at the moment, you've got Scunthorpe, played 11, 24 points. Then you've got Bradford in second, played 11, 21 points. And then you've got Bury in third, played 11, 20 points. And the Blades, Sheffield United, are in fourth, 18 points. Then you've got Northampton in fifth with 17 points. And then Port Vale in sixth with 17 points. So Bury to Port Vale are in the playoff positions at the moment. And then you've got Scunthorpe top. And then you've got Bradford in second in the automatic positions. So the Blades are doing well. So like I said, if they had lost that match, then they would have been 4 points behind Bradford in second. So they're still in a shout of automatic promotion as well if they keep up the performance. But like I said, against Fleetwood, they did struggle, but they did come strong at the end to get that equaliser in the fifth minute of injury time. They did leave it really, really late, but at least they did get a point rather than losing. So at the bottom, so in this division, four teams get relegated at the end of the season. So at the moment, in 21st position, we've got Southend with 12 points. Then you've got Shrewsbury in 22nd position with 10 points. Then you've got Coventry in 23rd position, 9 points. And Oldham at bottom of the table with 9 points. So that's your League One table. I'm going to move on to League Two now and talk about Notts County and talk about their results as well over the weekend. So Notts County, they played, I'm just double checking my information here. Notts County, they didn't play last weekend, which is kind of strange. So I'm not sure why they didn't play. Maybe it was because they've played previously. But according to my information, Notts County didn't play on Saturday. Maybe they might have played on Friday. But let me just double check my information here. So it doesn't appear that Notts County played last weekend, so I haven't got any information there. So like I said, I can give you the information next week when Notts County are due to play. So like I said, they didn't play last week, and if any Notts County fans are out there, like I said, the last game they played was on the 27th, and like I said, they didn't play last weekend on Saturday, unless they played on Sunday. Let me just double check my information. Because usually most games are on Saturday in League 2 unless they played on Tuesday. So what I'll do, I'll just give you the fixtures in League 2. So Notts County, okay, so they didn't play last week, but they're playing this weekend, which is kind of strange. So Mansfield are playing Notts County in the early game. That's a 12:15 kickoff this coming Saturday. So look out for that one. And I'll give you the table so you're up to speed in that one. And then you've got the information there. So if I give you the information where Notts County are in the league. Right, yeah, so it does make sense what I just said. They didn't play last weekend, so that is right. So in League 2, sorry for all that confusion there. So in League 2, in first position, we've got Plymouth with 11, played 11, 25 points. Then you've got Doncaster in second, played 11, 20 points. Carlisle in third, played 11, 19 points. So in League 2, the top three always go through automatically into League 1. And then in the playoff positions in fourth, so the Notts County game was actually postponed, hence why they didn't play on the weekend. So thought I'll give you clarification. And thank you to Soho Malik, one of my regular listeners, for the information. And that was the Morecambe game. I was actually looking through that, and thank you, Soho Malik, for being eagle-eyed and informing me that the Notts County game away to Morecambe was postponed, and hence why Notts County didn't play. So it was always good to have listeners who take passion in the show. And Soho Malik is a lifelong Liverpool fan as well, and hope to hear him on my future shows. He hasn't called in so far, but I know he attentively listens to my show. And thank you, Soho Malik, for your input in updating me on the Notts County game being postponed. I was looking through my notes there, so as you can imagine, when you're doing a live show, anything can happen. So apologies for any confusion there. And like I said, if I just go back to the table where I was, and thank you very much to Soho Malik for your input. So as I mentioned, in fourth place, Luton in League 2, then it's Crawley in fifth with 18 points, the same as Luton, and then Portsmouth in sixth with 17 points, and Notts County are in seventh with 17 points. And the reason why Notts County fans, if you're listening, if you didn't know, it got postponed after 10 minutes due to a waterlogged pitch. And thank you for Soho Malik, who also is giving me the information. So thank you very much once again to Soho Malik from London for his input regarding the Notts County match. And Jazakallah for your comments, and that you're enjoying the football hour, and we're looking forward to all the cricket as well. So that was the Notts County in seventh position at the moment. So in a League 2, as I mentioned, the top three go through automatically, and then one of the playoffs, so four go up in League 2. And at the bottom, only two teams get relegated into the you know, the non-league. And at the moment, you've got Exeter in 23rd position with 9 points, and then Newport County bottom with played 9, 6 points. So going back to Notts County, they've played 10 games. So if they win their postponed match against Morecambe, which will obviously be rearranged very, very shortly, then if they can win that one, then they'll go to 20 points, which means they will go just into third place behind Doncaster on goal difference. So it's looking good for Notts County. So if they carry on with the performance they've been giving so far, and then they can go far in the league as well. So that was all your domestic football. And what I'm going to do now for the last few minutes is go through the fixtures regarding the internationals, because as you know, it's the international weekend, so there's no Premier League matches. I'm like you, I don't like these international breaks because there's nothing, because all these international matches are very, very boring. Yes, they are important because they're qualifying matches, but you know what's going to happen with England. They'll qualify very, very easy for these tournaments.